Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, a walk-in clinic is on the cusp of opening at the former site on Toronto Road in Port Hope. In this interview with Mayor Olena Hankovinsky, you will get details of this ambitious proposal. The journey to get the clinic open has not been smooth for the mayor and Councillor Les Andrews. You will hear how some doctors express concerns about the clinic, but you will also hear about the outpouring of support from other doctors, community organizations, and the public. Like any epic journey, there are ups and downs, yet the mayor thinks they are 99% there. Have a listen and see what you think. I'm so pleased to have with me today Port Hope Mayor Olena Hankovinsky. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you again.
Tell us about this push to get a walk-in clinic reopened at the former site on Toronto Road.
Well, it's really a project that started last fall, and myself and Councillor Andrews had started with a number of meetings. It was really something that both he and I had talked about even during our campaign. It was something that we had heard from many residents in our community about when is the walk-in clinic reopening. It was closed during COVID and was never reopened. So it was something that we had heard during our campaigning. It was something that we started last fall. And of course, it was in response to the need for having reasonable access to primary care in our community. And, you know, I'm happy to say more about what that data says and what those numbers are at the moment.
Well, then let me ask, how many people do need a family physician in Port Hope, and what are some of the numbers that are influencing this campaign?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the first thing I want to emphasize is this is definitely not just a problem for Port Hope. It's not just a problem for Northumberland County. It's a problem right across the province. It's a problem right across Canada. So if we start at the Canadian national data numbers, we know that we've got now over 6 million Canadians without a family doctor. And in a recent survey that was done by Angus Reid and the Canadian Medical Association, we know that half of all Canadians do not have a primary care physician or have difficulty accessing timely appointments with their current ones. So this is a real crisis from right across at the national level. In Ontario, we know that the number of folks that don't have a family doctor is over 2 million, and that's only projected to grow in the coming 2 or 3 years, because we know that quite a number of family physicians are going to be retiring. That includes in our area in the next 2 or 3 years. And if we distill it down to Northumberland County, we know officially that we've got 4,000 unattached patients in the area, and that number is growing. But even that number is not really painting the full picture, because we do have folks across the county that on paper have a family physician, but because sometimes they've moved into the area, that family physician may be in Sault Ste. Marie, they may be in Brampton, they may be somewhere in the western part of the province. Folks are really reluctant to give up that family physician, but we know if something comes up for them in their day-to-day lives, they're not going to be driving 3, 5, 6 hours to go see that family doctor. They need help more immediately. And so by default, the options right now in the community are largely to go to the hospital or to go in into a surrounding community where there is a walk-in clinic like Bowmanville.
That's something I'd like to explore a little bit further, because what are you hearing when you talk to people about how they're dealing with these things? You mentioned a few things generally, but what are people doing when they are sick? What sort of resources are there available in Port Hope right now, other than the ones that you've described, which means they go outside of the community?
Largely the hospital.
So it's all going to mostly to Northumberland Hills Hospital.
That's what folks are saying, that is what is happening. So, you know, and I also sit on the physician recruitment committee for the area, and you know, I want to say that again, the walk-in clinic initiative is truly one of many different solutions that we've got to try to do in the short term as we figure out longer term solutions to the shortages that we have to primary care. And the retiring of doctors is only one part of the equation. We also know that our training programs are, you know, they're not keeping pace with training enough people to do family medicine. There's also the reality that fewer doctors, fewer medical residents are choosing family medicine. We also know that Canada as a country spends less per capita on primary care in comparison to other OECD countries. And then on top of that, we've got the challenges of those that leave the country to do training in other countries, having a difficult time coming back to Canada to practice, or we also have foreign trained doctors that are in the country that are finding it difficult to become licensed because, you know, there are processes and there's a lot of red tape. So we've got, I think the last numbers were something about 13 or 14,000 doctors in the country. So we have doctors in the country, but they can't get licensed. So, you know, the walk-in clinic is just a small drop in trying to find a short-term immediate solution to those people in our community for whom universal healthcare is not a reality.
It was not that long ago that Colborne announced an outreach clinic. It was providing a range of services. Now, will Port Hope be the same, or is it going to be something different?
The vision for the clinic in Port Hope is going to be, I mean, where we're starting is quite modest. We're thinking about opening on Wednesdays and Fridays from 3 to 7 p.m. and on weekends from around 11 and 5. There's a little flexibility there depending on our final scheduling. And why did we start with that? We started with that because it was the data that had been collected prior to the clinic opening, indicating that those days and times were the ones that there was the highest demand in the community. So we thought we would start there. We thought we would start with trying to attract doctors into those spots with very modest asks. So asking some of them, you know, if you don't have the time, would you come once a month for a few hours to help out to launch this clinic? And you know, that's the starting place. And I'm really happy to report that we are just about over the line in terms of having enough doctors to be able to start with that kind of schedule. We still have access to the location we had before on Toronto Road. We have spoken with the landlord there and had some conversations with the pharmacy in the building to help offset some of those costs. We've had the cooperation and support of the Rotary Club in Port Hope, as well as the Health Foundation here that has always been very instrumental in the running of the walk-in clinic. So all of the pieces are certainly coming together to make this this clinic a success. And we had wanted to open it November 1st. And I still think that is a realistic timeline.
I'd like to talk about that a little bit then. What were some of the concerns that doctors are having, and what was raised at that meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's definitely concern from some of the doctors in the community that are working in FOS, and those are the family health medical teams in the community, because the way in which the billing structures are organized in the province is that if any of their rostered patients access medical help at the walk-in clinic, there's financial repercussion to the practice and to the physician. So they get dinged financially if one of their patients comes through the walk-in clinic. They don't if the patient goes to the hospital. Now, of course, that's a bigger issue to be talking about to the province, because a visit to an emergency room versus a visit to a walk-in clinic costs very, very different amounts of money. So that's a broader discussion to have around how the billing is happening. And the position that certainly I take, and here I'm only going to, you know, speak for myself, is that, you know, doctors can continue to have conversations with their patients about what their expectations are about them accessing the care that they have through the clinics that they are, you know, rostered in. You know, I can't guarantee, nor I don't think anybody else in the walk-in clinic can guarantee that that some patients who are rostered won't access that care. But we have certainly emphasized that the whole purpose of this walk-in clinic is to reach the unrostered, the unattached patients in the community. And that when we take into account all of the risks and benefits of having a walk-in clinic, including the risk of those financial repercussions to doctors themselves, that on balance, this is still, you know, a very good thing to do. Because as a community, we can decide, are we a caring community? Do we think that having reasonable access to care beyond going to a hospital is a reasonable thing to ask for? As a community, do we say that we don't want to do harm to the people in our community, and you know, not giving people the universal, or the right to universal health care is, in my opinion, a harm.
What was the reaction when you made those arguments to them? What was your sense when you left the meeting? Have you been able to resolve successfully the tension, or how did you feel the doctors walked out of that meeting?
Well, you know, I think that on balance, we had a very productive conversation about that. I think we had to just have a difficult conversation about, you know, what do we want for this community? What do we want for the members of our community? And what role can we all play here? Understanding that there's always going to be risks and benefits. So I think it was a very honest conversation. I think we listened, we learned. I think it was a very respectful meeting. And I think part of the success of that meeting was how many of the doctors that actually attended that meeting have signed up to do a shift at the walk-in clinic. And so for me, that's definitely success. But I don't think that has resolved some of the concerns that are, you know, that are still out there. And I just say that to both the rostered patients in our community, you know, I think we all have, for those in the community that have access to a doctor, it's your responsibility to speak out and speak up for those that don't. And, you know, for the doctors that may still have concerns, I would just say, you know, no solution to the healthcare crisis in our country, in our province, in our community is perfect. No solution is without costs and consequences, but we have to try to make a difference. And certainly from a political perspective, I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing, you know, to take the criticism, because I truly believe that lives depend on it.
The walk-in clinic is only temporary, and it's not getting people a physician. What can you give us some idea of what's going on with physician recruitment, which would obviously be the ideal solution to this situation?
Well, I think there's two things here. One, when you asked me what the community had shared about their experiences with, you know, currently where they're at, but also some that had shared experiences of the previous walk-in clinic, is that they said when they were new to the community that it was through the walk-in clinic that they were able to identify and then get access to a family doctor. So, you know, that is one thing. I'm not saying that's going to happen necessarily, but that's one of the experiences that has been shared. In terms of the physician recruitment, that's just going to take more time. And the committee and Linda, you know, have been working very diligently to find a number of different strategies around how to bring physicians into this community, how to start recruiting them right out of their medical training, right through to now exploring whether or not we might be able to pilot some retraining or upskilling of those physicians that do live in our community but have not been able to get their license, whether or not through some new provincial monies, we might be able to work on that as well. So there's really no stone that is unturned, but we are ultimately in competition with other communities across the province that are struggling with the same issues. Some communities are using really significant financial incentives to try to recruit doctors. Others are using housing, but the pool is small and the competition is fierce. And while we work on all of the different strategies, I think we have to try some stopgap measures. And that's exactly what this walk-in clinic is about.
One of the things I was trying to get at too is just how financially viable these kinds of services are. And can you tell us how much this is all going to cost and how you hope to sustain it?
Well, it goes back to my last point. We have a, you know, somebody who is doing all of the accounting on this for us that was involved in the previous clinic. So it's very much based on experience and evidence from how the previous clinic at the same location ran. As I had mentioned, my earlier comments were also have an opportunity to enter into a very productive partnership with the pharmacy that's in the building to offset some of the leasing costs. And then with the support of the Health Foundation and Rotary, we are going to be able to have a sustainable model that can operate in the way that I have described to you.
What's the dollar figure?
We don't have the final dollar figures in place yet. That's still something that's being worked out.
Approximately.
I'm not going to talk about approximate numbers. I'm happy to talk when I have all the final figures in place. But these are not insignificant contributions on all sides. And I think the more important thing to emphasize, rather than what's the dollar figure, I think that having partners in place that are willing to step up and ensure the financial viability of this project speaks to how important this is to the community and for the community.
The provincial government just gave another $5.5 million to Northumberland Hills Hospital for more beds and increased services. Is there any indication there is money from the provincial government to help launch this new walk-in clinic?
No, this is not something that the province is funding. They're really focusing. It was a wonderful announcement and a very important contribution to the hospital. As I mentioned previously, the government is really working hard on improving the Ontario health teams across the province and ensuring that they expand the care that is available to the diversity of populations across the province. And I think this is a very important initiative. It's a wonderful development. We're still in nascent stages. I think there's still some wrinkles to be sorted out there, but we are moving in the right direction with that. But right now, None of these solutions, none of the funding is actually addressing the immediate need of those patients that, you know, that we're talking about. It's, you know, it's not addressing the needs of the elderly person in the community that doesn't have access to a family doctor, but has a number of different medical conditions that require attention. It doesn't help the new family that's moved into the community that can't not access a doctor here, or may have a doctor somewhere in other parts of the province. It doesn't help the single mom whose child may, one of her three children may get a temperature and she's struggling with, do I go and to the hospital where I know the wait time is going to be a number of hours, or do I try to see how this goes at home? You know, you can see the trade-offs that people start to make in their own minds, or just the reality of the structures that they have to choose from.
Is it frustrating at all to you to see the money going to these other places where you know that it's needed, but also the incredible demand that you've described so well to us several times in this conversation? Does it ever bother you a bit?
No, because I think that, as I said, the challenges in our healthcare system right now are numerous. And, you know, hospitals need help. The infrastructure in hospitals is getting dated very quickly. The pressures on hospitals are great. We know that. Everybody knows that. If you've been watching the news or following anything there, that's a reality. The Ontario Health Team model is a wonderful model. The money that's being put into the provinces recently put into helping health professionals from other provinces move seamlessly into Ontario, that's great. Some of the money that they're putting into helping with foreign trained doctors practice in Ontario, these are all good. The solutions have to come from, they have to focus on many different areas. And no one solution is going to be the panacea here. That's why we have to continue to work on all fronts.
You mentioned earlier, potentially in Northumberland County, 4,000 people need a family physician. You even said at one point that it could even be as many as 8,000. You're talking about opening a clinic one partial day and a bit on weekends. How do you make those two things fit together when there's such a high demand?
Yeah, I think there's two things. We do know that people will come from right across the county because we know this from the data of the previous clinic. So the previous clinic, I think the data showed that just over a quarter of folks from Port Hope accessed the clinic. Another quarter came from the Cobourg area, and then the rest came from other parts of the county and beyond. That is a reality. You're right. We're not going to solve everything by opening Wednesday, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But also the vision is that we will see how this goes. We see this as a starting place. We hope that with time, we can run the clinic full time as we look towards some more permanent solutions. And hopefully as we get some successes in recruiting more doctors into the community.
So we're waiting now for November 1st, or what's next, I guess, is my question.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed that November 1st is still going to be a realistic opening date. We're having a number of meetings between now and then, especially with some of our funders and supporters of the clinic. Will certainly be having a meeting with the doctors that have come forward to participate. And I do want to put a special, special thank you out to them. They are all overworked. They're all overburdened. Some of them have just gone into retirement to be pulled out to do this work. And so to all of them, I want to say a big thank you. And I want to say thank you for not backing out, because there are some other, pressures and questions about what this means for other doctors in the community. So I want to thank them because they are going to make a difference.
Well, Lena Hankovinsky, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
That was Port Hope Mayor Olena Hankovinsky. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.